Just Breathe and Be. Just Breathe and Be. Alethea Jimison, author, poet, and truth teller. I tried to concentrate on all the self-appointed responsibilities consuming me. I sat at my computer with a to-do list bigger than my well-being. Consumerism is not a mark of capitalism. Consumerism is the obsessive need for recognition. We take on the extra burden to make other people happy. We go above and beyond, just to be seen. Read a bestseller on productivity. Watch a TED Talk on how to live successfully. My brain is full of educational material. All roads lead to the command: be the best you can be. But what if the best version of myself is just me? What if I don't want to do anything but stare at the stars for hours every night until I fall asleep? What if I just want to lay on a blanket and watch the ants walk by in formation with utter fascination? What if the clouds were more fascinating than any regurgitated show on TV? What if I just want to be me? I'm so consumed by advertisements flashing across my computer screen, my cell phone screen, my email inbox. I can't breathe. Facebook friends are always trying to sell me something, consumed by the consumerism of the trend of entrepreneurism. I can't afford your whatever. I already spent a lot of money on 12 courses on how to do this or that this year. I'm taking all 12 courses simultaneously, trying to improve on something? Damn these ads. Damn this promotional scarcity. Always reminding me, I need to pay to be somebody. I have too much to do. I can't breathe. Workaholism is a promoted ideology, rewarded with approval and envy. No one is promoting, listen to your body, just breathe. Instead, we end up with bodies riddled with disease, disease caused by not listening to our body's needs. I'm done. I refuse to consent to an illusion of success that drives me into a mess. I'm going to die one day, and I refuse to pay the piper with my time. My energy is mine, and I will not disperse it freely. I'm a human being, and sometimes my only job is to just breathe and be. Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn.